This is Jay Sekulow from Washington, D.C. Senate Democrats try to obstruct the nomination and confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In my view, the Senate Judiciary Committee should immediately pause the consideration of the Kavanaugh nomination.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Kavanaugh's refusal to say that a president must comply with a duly issued subpoena makes the danger of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court abundantly clear. It's a game changer. Should be.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So you've got Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democratic Party in the United States Senate, saying that if the nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, cannot say that an issuance of subpoena would be enforceable by the Supreme Court, it's a game changer. Well, you know, first of all, how about number one? If a case is likely to come before the Supreme Court, and we don't know that it will, but it could, if it did, would you want that justice to say how this son would rule in that particular case? Why would that disqualify him? Why it didn't disqualify Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She had a good rule, the Ginsburg rule, which she said, and I think we'll play it probably a couple of times today, she is not going to discuss cases that come or are likely to come before her. You cannot disqualify a nominee because of your concern on how they might rule other than whether they are fit to be in office. And, of course, you could disagree with their positions, but to say that Brett Kavanaugh is now disqualified and it needs to be put on a pause, I think, frankly, is absurd. We want your calls and reactions to all of this at 1-800-684-3110. So with the recent situation in New York and Washington, they're using this as a reason to stop the or delay the Kavanaugh hearings. I am not convinced that goes anywhere. But look, if there is a subpoena fight, here's what Judge Kavanaugh is going to do. He's going to look at the briefs. He's going to analyze the briefs. He will listen to the oral arguments. And he will make a decision that is in accordance with his view of the United States Constitution, which is precisely what an Article III judge is supposed to do. And yeah, as someone that has argued cases before the Supreme Court, may argue cases coming up even in this next term. We've got one out of Alabama. We may have another one. The fact is, that's what you want in a judge. You want to hear the arguments, read the briefs, come to an analysis. But to say that this is now off limits, Jordan's absolutely, it's preposterous, really.
Well, it's just all getting to the point of this this Democrat minority in the Senate trying to do something to prevent Judge Kavanaugh from becoming Justice Kavanaugh before the Supreme Court begins in October. And they don't really have the votes, it doesn't look like. There is no more filibuster, so you don't have to get through a 60-vote threshold first to have a vote. And honestly, I don't know how good of a job they've done on keeping some of the moderate Democrats on board either. So you put all of that together. Brett Kavanaugh met with Senator Collins yesterday. She is one of the most moderate members of the Republican Party. And if she is coming out with good words, I think this is another extreme tactic by people like, and this is coming from the leader of the Democrat Party in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, to try and stop the Kavanaugh nomination. And really, it's about trying to put it on hold until the Supreme Court, one of two things, the Supreme Court actually going into session in October, and then two, at the midterm elections.
Well, for instance, we just found out that our case involving the University of Alabama is going to be circulated on conference September 24th to the Supreme Court. There's a chance that Brett Kavanaugh will be there. If not, they still may consider, or they may put it over a couple weeks. They can do that. I'm going to talk to Than in a moment about where it looks like on the hearings are, but let me just say this for the record. And there's a lot of speculation, and you heard what Chuck Schumer said. We'll play that again. He says it's a game changer in his view because the Senate should immediately cease consideration or pause the consideration of Kavanaugh. Why? Because an issue of a presidential subpoena may become before him. If you did that to every case that might become before a judge or justice, you'd have none of these that are serving or that have written anything to be nominated to the Supreme Court. That's the real issue here. Then where are we on that process in 20 seconds?
Yeah, good try, Chuck Schumer. It's not going to work. The hearings are going to be in on September 4th, and they've already received three times the documents they got for Justice Kagan. So he can try all he wants. Jay, he's grasping at straws in the nomination process. It's going to go forward.
I believe so, too. All right, we're going to take your calls. Jordan, let everybody know how they can engage.
1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. We're coming out of Washington, D.C. A lot to talk about. I want to start with the Kavanaugh nomination. It's a big issue. And that is because, as you have it right now, Chuck Schumer goes to the floor of the Senate, basically demanding a pause or a delay in the confirmation hearings. Why would you ask? Well, let's hear what Chuck Schumer actually had to say.
Kavanaugh's refusal to say that a president must comply with a duly issued subpoena makes the danger of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court abundantly clear. It's a game changer. Should be.
So duly issued subpoena. Now that Chuck Schumer, who's a better lawyer than that, knows that a duly issued subpoena doesn't mean that it's a legally enforceable subpoena. A subpoena would be issued, could be issued, against any individual witness, and there's serious legal questions when it comes to whether a subpoena of the President of the United States could take place, especially asking questions about his activities as president. That's number one. Number two, it may be duly issued. That doesn't mean it's constitutionally enforceable. And that is a fundamental difference. And that, if there was a subpoena issued involving Bob Mueller's office to the president, and if I was or whoever it was going to argue the case at the Supreme Court, you would raise a whole host of legal issues as to the constitutionality of any subpoena. And it would be adjudicated by the Supreme Court. And Brett Kavanaugh cannot be disqualified because of any of these other things that are going on, or because he may have written or said something in other lower court opinions. The fact is, they will review the briefs, they will listen to the arguments, and the justices will make a decision. That's if this happens. But all this is, Jordan, is a stall tactic. Let's be clear on what this is. The term's about to start in about 6 weeks, and this is a stall tactic.
That's right. So the first stall is to try and keep Brett Kavanaugh from the Supreme Court when they actually begin in October. The second stall is to prevent Brett Kavanaugh from getting a nomination. I think this would be a bigger haul for the Democrats, and their real hope is that they could stall this out through the midterm elections and then hope to have some change in the Senate, because even though you only you don't have a filibuster rule, it's still a very small Republican majority. But on the record right now, there are hearing dates set for Judge Kavanaugh, September 4th through the 7th at the Senate Judiciary Committee. Those are confirmed dates controlled by the Republican leadership there, September 4th through the 7th. And then the plan would be, these are not confirmed yet, but the plan would be September 24th through 28th. You have the debate on cloture and then a confirmation. So we have a date schedule setting up right to October.
Yeah. So on the Senate floor, Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, in his view, the Senate Judiciary Committee should immediately pause the consideration of the Kavanaugh nomination. Now, that, and I'll get to Thanh in a minute on that, I don't think that's going to happen, obviously. I know it's not going to happen. But what's interesting is during, they're trying to tie this into if there was a presidential subpoena issue, which, by the way, you may not even know at that point if there's going to be. It could never happen. It could happen, you know, 5 months from now, or it could not happen at all. Who knows? But it's interesting that, and I'm going to repeat this, but Chuck Grassley said this, that Justice Breyer's confirmation occurred when President Clinton's records had been subpoenaed by a grand jury. And then Chuck Grassley said, obviously, we are not, this is a spokesman for Grassley, said, we're close to that situation today. Take a listen to what Grassley's spokesman said.
In 1994, President Clinton nominated Justice Breyer to the Supreme Court. At that time, President Clinton was under investigation by independent counsel Robert Fisk in connection with the Whitewater land deal. Indeed, President Clinton's own records were under grand jury subpoena. Yet the Senate confirmed Justice Breyer by a vote of 87-9 during all that.
Well, there you have it. So this, of course, is, again, the double standard of things. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Susan is calling in from California on line 2. Susan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Yep.
My question is, I just understand how these obstructions can keep Justice Kavanaugh out of the Supreme Court when he's such a fantastic pick.
Well, no one is really arguing that Justice Kavanaugh is not well qualified to be a Supreme Court nominee. So what do you do then? You go to ad hominem attacks, or you bring up things that are unrelated to whether he should be confirmed to the Supreme Court, what went on in New York, whether if there was going to be a subpoena to the president, what all that would mean. But that is more smokescreen than legal basis.
Well, the truth is, Jay, Chuck Schumer made up his mind on Brett Kavanaugh the day that Brett Kavanaugh was announced, or maybe even prior to then, and I have two data points to prove it. First of all, the first excuse that Chuck Schumer used is that you needed executive branch records. Well, the executive branch from the Bush White House turned over more than 430,000 pages. That is, Kagan, Jay, only had 173,000 pages turned over. So then Chuck Schumer changed his mind and said that it was related to this subpoena issue. But the truth is, he had already made up his mind on how he was going to vote. He's going to vote no, but Brett Kavanaugh does not need Chuck Schumer's vote to be confirmed. And look, the answer to the caller's question, Jay, is they can't do anything to keep Brett Kavanaugh out. He has the votes to be confirmed, and I'll go one step further. I think come that first Monday in October, October 1st, I think he's going to be on the bench by then, Jay.
Yeah, I do too. And it'd be good to have it's always good to have a full. I've argued when you had eight justices before. Fortunately, I had one actually that was retried. I've had a case where a justice, it was when Justice Marshall had retired, it was before Justice Thomas was confirmed. I had to have it re-argued. And then, that's always, you know, it's a little extra work for the lawyers, that's for sure. But it's good to have a full bench in place when you're making these arguments. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead, Jordan, take another phone call here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Jerry in Rhode Island on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jerry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You answered a couple of the questions already. The Schumer is a lawyer, and I'm glad you played the sound clip again when he said game changer. Then he said should be. So I was thinking, is this a case of first impression type thing? But you just said that Grassley cited something else and saying, hey, this has already happened before.
What's already happened before is that we've had situations where there have been presidents that had documents going in Bill Clinton's situation, a grand jury, and they still move forward with a review of that candidate. So that's not unusual. What I think is Chuck Schumer's doing is, look, I think he's picking up on the activities that took place in New York and in Washington 2 days ago and using that basically then as a stall tactic.
Let's look at that example, though. Justice Breyer, what was the final vote on his confirmation, Jay? It was 87-9.
Yeah, those days are over. Well, that's never going
to
happen.
Those days are over, but to Chuck Schumer's point, if that was such a big deal and Justice Breyer was confirmed 87-9, then I think he should be given fair consideration to Brett Kavanaugh. Jay, I happen to have it on firsthand account that the terminal that is set up to review some of these executive branch records that are not available to the public, they're only available to senators. Guess who has not yet been there to see those records? Chuck Schumer. Hadn't even looked at them.
Yeah. So Jordan, what do you think here? You've handled these before.
Yeah. No, I think that this is all politics, has nothing to do with Brett Kavanaugh. I think that even this idea that he's not going to answer a hypothetical about a subpoena to the president, that even using the terminology duly issued, like that's somehow different than just a subpoena. It's not. It's just a subpoena is a subpoena, and you can fight those in court. And sometimes those fights are successful. And in the president's case, novel. So it's a total hypothetical in this situation.
Yeah, it's never happened to us. The sitting president has never been subpoenaed for activities questioning regarding their Article 2 authority.
So this is that's not even about Brett Kavanaugh. That's like the only way he could actually make what he's trying to do about Brett Kavanaugh himself. What it really is about the bigger political picture of a Democrat minority leader who is having a tough time doing anything, even with all the controversies in Washington, D.C., and he's getting a lot of pressure from the far left to try and stop a nomination where the votes aren't really there to stop it. So can you delay it through two critical times? One, can you delay it so there's only 8 justices at the start of the Supreme Court in October? Right now, the Kavanaugh nomination would be set. He'd get there right at the beginning of October. I mean, be over with right at the end of September. Second, and this would be their bigger goal, can you somehow delay it through the midterm election and maybe see that the Senate shakes out differently? Kind of take a bet there, because right now they know they're going to be in the minority. Maybe after that they're not. So that would be, I think, their second goal. But they would have to convince Republicans who lead these committees to actually go along with this.
Man, I mean, I see no chance right now of I think, number one, you're right, Brett Kavanaugh's being confirmed. He should be. He's well qualified. And I think these are futile efforts. They're trying to gin up something over the activities of this week.
Yeah, they're grasping at straws, Jay. And look, those hearings are going to begin on September 4th. And I would just note that will have been a longer time period than it was for any of the previous 3 nominees, including Justice Gorsuch. So it's a very reasonable amount of time to look at the record. And Jay, here's what we need to advocate for. After that, the standard amount of time before a vote, Jordan laid it out perfectly. There's time for 2 weeks for the committee to look at that record, have a vote the week, probably Thursday, September 20th. And then the following week, the last week of September, the Senate floor, and Leader McConnell needs to hear this. That's when Brett Kavanaugh needs to be on the floor of the Senate, and they need to take a vote. We need to see where Chuck Schumer stands. We don't need his vote, but guess what? That's when the Senate needs to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, I think that's going to happen. All right, we're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. More on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination and the attempt to stall it based on unrelated activity or future activity of what if there is a subpoena. We'll talk about all of that when we come back from the break at 800-684-3110. Don't forget the ACLJ and a matching challenge campaign, aclj.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
breaking news alert. Jay Sekulow believes Brett Kavanaugh is going to be the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States, and I'm optimistic that it will be confirmed before the first Monday in October. That's when the court starts. We've got a case that will be distributed September 24th. Free speech case out of Alabama, actually. Straightforward case. I think if they grant review, I feel optimistic. There may be another case that people are interested in. It has not matured, as we say in the law. It's not ripe for adjudication because nothing's been issued, and that is a potential fight over a subpoena if one were to be issued as to the attempt to compel the president's testimony. I want to play Chuck Schumer's soundbite for you on this so I could tell you what's legally incorrect about it.
Kavanaugh's refusal to say that a president must comply with a duly issued subpoena makes the danger of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court abundantly clear. It's a game changer. Should be.
Well, a duly issued subpoena does not mean that a subpoena, it cannot be challenged or that it's enforceable. So if a subpoena were to issue, and I have no basis right now to believe that's the case, but if it did, involving the president, you'd file a motion to quash at the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. There would be briefing and an argument. There would be a decision. Whichever way it went, I suspect the party that did not prevail will take it to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Be heard by a 3-judge panel. Be briefed, oral argument, and a decision. Whatever happens there, I suspect the party that does not prevail will take the case then to an en banc panel or the entire D.C. Circuit Court to see if they would hear it. If they did, it would be briefed and argued. If they didn't hear it, I expect a petition for certiorari that would end up at the Supreme Court of the United States. But to say Brett Kavanaugh, shouldn't be able to do this, it's a game changer. Ruth Bader Ginsburg it's called the Ginsburg Rule. Listen to what she said when asked about how she was going to rule on a particular case. Number 19.
A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecasts, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process.
So that was correct for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I think, by the way, that was the right answer. But it's incorrect if you're Brett Kavanaugh. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work. So anyways, I wanted to get that out. Then we find out that Senate Democrat from Hawaii, who also sits on the committee, announced that she's canceling her meeting with Kavanaugh in the wake of the Cohn plea agreement. Now, what does that have to do with Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States, Jordan? Nothing.
It's all politics. It's all a way to satisfy a liberal base when they have no power to really stop the nomination. So, again, if she doesn't want to meet with him, so what? He was probably not going to get her vote, to be honest with you. Fine if you're not going to meet with him. It kind of seems like you're doing a disservice to your constituents because regardless of what you think should happen politically or not with his nomination, if it's likely he's going to be on the Supreme Court, as we all believe, and almost certain that he's going to be on the Supreme Court, then why on earth would you then step away? I mean, because you're actually doing a disservice to your constituents. You do so for politics. It's all about politics. Like, Brett Kavanaugh has nothing to do with Michael Cohen. It has nothing to do with Paul Manafort. The truth is, it was explained by Senator Grassley during all the Clinton mess, which was much more serious at the time, levels of investigation. Guess what? They were confirming Justice Breyer to the Supreme Court with almost a majority vote. I mean, was it 89-7 or some kind of vote like that? Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Raj is calling from Virginia Online 3. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Very timely, very pointed, all that you're saying. This is definitely an attempt on their part to delay matters, to make political capital out of it, to drum up support in their base, which is dwindling, and yet push it past all these so that they can get as much participation in the 2018 elections. And so they will do all that. We can bank on their doing that. But what can we do in the meanwhile? The support we bring to our senators, or the support we bring to our congressmen and women, and how strictly the House Ethics and, no, I'm sorry, the Government Oversight Committee can look at the amount of money which is being spent. I mean, our debt, all these things are adding up. The cost of this litigation is being borne by whom? By we the people. It's extending and extending. I mean, it's upward to $20 million.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, again, I think that we understand politics is politics is politics, Thea. Now, this is kind of a new, I think it's this new push. They're getting closer and closer to the actual hearing. Once that hearing begins, you're going to see Brett Kavanaugh. He's going to do great at those hearings. He's going to make a lot of them look foolish, which is what happens with these questions. So they kind of lose the narrative power. They're not in the control. They're in the minority through the end of the year, at least. And so because of that, Republicans will make the decisions. And ultimately, I think it's just doing anything possible to appease their very liberal activist base.
You're absolutely correct, Jordan. And look, I would just argue that it very well might backfire on them because the people who are out in front trying to appeal to the base on the Democratic side, people like Leader Schumer, you know, you're talking about the top three on the committee, Dianne Feinstein, Patrick Leahy, Dick Durbin. Jordan, that argument plays well for their base, but you know where it doesn't play well? It's in the seats that are actually competitive this cycle, places like West Virginia and Indiana and North Dakota. In those areas, Jordan, all of the polling says that the current incumbents who are Democrats actually have a better chance of being reelected if they support Brett Kavanaugh. So I bet if you went and asked Senator Heitkamp or Senator Donnelly or Senator Manchin or even Senator McCaskill, maybe Bill Nelson down in Florida, if they like what Senator Schumer is doing, I think every one of them, if they were being honest with you, would tell you that it is hurting their reelection chances. So look, I think the American people have taken a look at Brett Kavanaugh. They understand that his 12 years on the bench make him eminently qualified for this post. They see that he already has the votes to be confirmed. And I think Republicans and Democrats in these competitive seats would rather their senator vote for Brett Kavanaugh than against them. So I'll be honest with you, politically speaking, even though this is all about politics, I think Leader Schumer is hurting those Democrats who are in competitive races.
All right. We are going to take, we got a second half hour coming up at 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to be taking your phone calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Let me go to Harry Hutch on this. Harry, the whole idea here again, you look at Brett Kavanaugh, you look at his qualifications. So what we're not hearing is anybody questioning those on the left.
Absolutely. And so if you look at Judge Kavanaugh's record, it is meticulous. He is a serious and well-respected constitutional conservative. On the other hand, responding to the Kavanaugh nomination, left-wing activists claim literally that the sky is falling, that the polar caps are separating. One left-wing activist argues that the sky is actually crying through rain, of course, because of the Kavanaugh nomination. It's all about one thing and one thing only, stalling the Kavanaugh nomination.
All right, folks, we come back. Second half hour coming up. Brett Kavanaugh's nomination scheduled for hearing September 4th through the 7th. While it's right around the corner, Democrats want to use Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort to stop the hearing altogether. Why would they want to do that? We'll answer it for you because it has a purpose behind it. One is, of course, appeasing the base, but it goes further than that. 1-800-684-3110. They want to obstruct this nominee. They want to obstruct the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, even as they are the minority party. We'll explain to you why and how they would hope to do that when we come back. 1-800-684-3110, second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about Brett Kavanaugh and the impact this latest week's news Democrats are trying to use to impact his nomination. There's a few reasons behind it. One is to excite the political base, also do something for the liberal base. So they're trying to say, well, because of Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, no, we can't have the confirmation for Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Chuck Grassley, let's play it for people again, went through how when Justice Breyer was up for nomination, the whole major Clinton investigation was going on. I mean, much more serious in a sense. And that didn't prevent a Supreme Court nominee from going through with all the filibuster rules that used to be in place and all of that. Take a listen.
In 1994, President Clinton nominated Justice Breyer to the Supreme Court. At that time, President Clinton was under investigation by independent counsel Robert Fisk in connection with the Whitewater land deal. Indeed, President Clinton's own records were under grand jury subpoena. Yet the Senate confirmed Justice Breyer by a vote of 87-9 during all that.
I mean, I think that almost should stop this whole line of, I mean, how does Chuck Schumer actually respond to that? Now, he's not really going to. He's just going to keep pounding the table and pounding the table. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Gregory is calling in from Washington, D.C. on line 4. Gregory, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Sure.
I also serve as the president of Log Cabin Republicans, the country's organization representing gay conservatives and straight conservative allies of the LGBT community. Hey, you know, I just wanted to flag this for you and your listeners. You know, it's probably no surprise that the left is loaded to bear to smear Brett Kavanaugh in any way possible, and that includes smearing him as an anti-gay bigot. And the Human Rights Campaign, a supposedly nonpartisan organization representing all LGBT Americans that's really become more like HRDNC instead of HRC over the last several months or so since the 2016 elections, put out a 12-page report outlining all the reasons why Brett Kavanaugh is terrible for the LGBT community and terrible for the Supreme Court. Except for one thing, in their dozen pages painting him as a bigot, they can't point to a single thing he ever did, said, or wrote that could be remotely considered anti-gay. And it overlooks a number of experiences that he's had specifically with Log Cabin Republicans, most notably a meeting he had with over 200 of our members back in 2003 when he was working for the George W. Bush White House. But all of that is glanced over.
Yep.
Because they are committed to not just try to disqualify him, not just try to delay the hearings, but to paint him as a bigot, to smear him, his name, and his family. I just wanted to chime in, and hopefully, you know, folks can try to get the word out that this man, by all accounts, does not appear to be any sort of anti-gay bigot.
No, I mean, he's got a long record. Gregory, I appreciate your phone. He's got this long record for everyone to pick through. I mean, he's got the White House, time as White House, at the White House Counsel's Office. He's got time with Kent Starr. He's got time with as a circuit court nominee. I mean, he's got many speeches. You could say there have been 430,000 pages of executive branch records provided to the senators. The White House Counsel's Office sent over 408,000, and the Independent Counsel's Office sent over 22,000. That was from his time with Ken Starr. The total pages received in response to the Senate Judiciary Committee are more than 17,500. Total page of all cases in which Judge Kavanaugh wrote or joined an opinion or order are more than 10,000 pages. I mean, this is just so many documents. And I appreciate your phone call and your honesty about these issues that they do try to smear on. It's all politics. You know, we know this if you're conservative or a liberal. A lot of this is becoming politics because we are so close to an election. You know, I think if this was 6 months ago and it wasn't so close to the election, maybe it's different. But we are very close to a midterm election where many are saying there's going to be some kind of wave. Is it a blue wave? Is it a red wave? You know, I mean, I think we're a little far out to figure that out. But they're hoping on the left that there's some blue wave that then they could stop this nomination if they can put it on hold. Very difficult to do. We'll talk about why when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Here's your question. I'd love to get your answers on this. 1-800-684-3110. Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democrats in the Senate, minority leader, wants you to believe that Brett Kavanaugh's nomination should be impacted because of what happened to Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen's own decision. So he actually believes that. Take a listen to set this up so that people understand as we take the phone calls what we're talking about with Brett Kavanaugh. Obviously, the nomination, the ads are starting to run more and more. If you're, depending on where you are in the country, you may be seeing more of those ads. But there's national ads running as well. The hearing is set to begin September 4th, the confirmation would be around September 24th to September 28th. Take a listen, though, to Chuck Schumer, and then we'll start taking your phone calls.
Kavanaugh's refusal to say that a president must comply with a duly issued subpoena makes the danger of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court abundantly clear. It's a game changer. Should be.
Again, understand, this is about trying to prevent, it's trying to rile up a base, trying to show that they have strength when they don't, and flex muscle that they actually don't have. Now, what they're hoping is that that muscle changes and strength changes if they could somehow delay this through the midterm elections. Let me take a call, and then we'll get right back to our discussion here with our team. 1-800-684-3110. Do you believe Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen should have any bearing on the nomination and hearing and confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. William in Georgia on line 6. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, good afternoon, Jordan. How you doing?
Hey, we're good.
Two questions. Oh, great. That's great. Two questions. First of all, don't these leftist Democrats realize that they're only sabotaging their own motives and their own party by doing these type of things? And number two, don't they even realize that the American people are no longer fools? It just makes them look even more obvious what they're doing.
Well, listen, I think that they, to their base, this is what they want. I mean, the truth is the American people might see through it, William. So the people who are not so rah-rah for one side, not so partisan, not so interested in the day-to-day ups and downs of politics. Though I'm telling you, that's less and less people when you're talking about midterm elections. You're talking to your base in midterm elections. Some independents, yes, more and more so these days. But still, it's all about turnout, right, and excitement. So they're trying to get people excited because here's what wouldn't get liberals excited. All this bad news, supposedly Paul Manafort is such bad news and Michael Cohen is such bad news for the president. And in the middle of it, Than, he gets another confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court through.
Yeah, they're trying to deny him that victory. There's no doubt about it, Jordan, and you're exactly right about the turnout. That's exactly what they're trying to do, is turn out their base for this midterm election. And that would work very well for most of the members that you're going to see on the Senate Judiciary Committee, people like Senator Feinstein and Leahy, and those that are trying to be the next nominee on the Democrat side for president, people like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. But, Jordan, this the point that William made is one I alluded to earlier. I think there are some members of their caucus that are running for re-election who are cringing, because while it helps some of the senators that I just mentioned, I don't think it plays well for a Joe Manchin or a Heidi Heitkamp or a Joe Donnelly. And Jordan, that is why those are the senators who have not declined to meet with Brett Kavanaugh. That's why those are the senators who I think votes for Brett Kavanaugh are in play. I think you're going to see Brett Kavanaugh get somewhere like 54, 55, 56 votes. They're not going to come from Chuck Schumer. They're not going to come from Patrick Leahy or Dianne Feinstein, because they're trying to drive out the base. But in some of these competitive districts or states, I do think William is correct. I do think it will hurt Joe Manchin if he votes against Brett Kavanaugh. And that is why I think Joe Manchin is going to go vote yes on Brett Kavanaugh.
All right, folks, we are going to continue to take phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do you believe any of this information involving Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort should have a bearing on the Kavanaugh nomination? Or is it all politics by the left? Give us a call. We want your thoughts on that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to get on the air. We do have opposing calls as well. Derek in California on line one. Derek, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you. I'm really enjoying the conversation.
Thanks, Derek.
Just wanted to mention, you know, this is all obviously hyper-politicized right now, this process, which it shouldn't be. But I'm not hearing anything about Merrick Garland. And I think that was obviously politicized, and I think that has led to a lot of the problems we're having right now. I like Kavanaugh. I think he's fantastic, but I also thought Merrick Garland was a fantastic nominee.
Here was the issue. Here's the issue with Merrick Garland. One is they didn't have control of the Senate. Okay, so Democrats didn't have control, so they're flexing, you know, they're trying to flex muscles again when they don't have control. You could put up the nomination, but the Senate's got advising consent. Also, we're in election year. And they were going to the precedent that we should not be making these nominations now. The American people are about to vote to elect a new president. And there's also something underlying that, Derek, that I think the liberals don't want to actually tell you the truth about. Why didn't they fight harder on Merrick Garland? They didn't really like him as a nominee. He was too moderate. He was a hope nominee by President Obama that maybe we could fill the seat, but he didn't get support from the hard left. And the reason why is because he was way too moderate for a lot of the liberals. You've got to be really far to the left to get their support. And he wasn't, and he had too much of a record that they didn't like. So he didn't get a lot of support from the left. Also, the Republicans were in charge. Elections have consequences. And number two, we were in the presidential election year. So enough is enough on those points with Merrick Garland. I don't think you need to feel bad for Merrick Garland. I think he knew what he was getting himself into.
Yes.
And so did that's the far left, did not embrace him. Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail when she got asked, you know, would you put him forward? Because people thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. She would not say yes. In fact, it was the opposite.
She said she would evaluate it at the time.
Yeah. I mean, so he wasn't.
I mean, we've had cases in front of Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is a fine judge.
That was probably the problem with him and the left. If you thought that he was a fair arbiter, that's no good for them on the Supreme Court. That's no good. They need liberal activists on the Supreme Court to make their base excited. So I think that's what happened there. Not to get too much of the details about something, honestly, it doesn't matter because it's Brett Kavanaugh who is nominated. Let's go to Don in Virginia online, too. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Don.
Hi. Jordan, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Thanks for all what you guys do. And my question is, real quickly, how is a Democratic minority able to stall the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, frankly, because of the rule changes, then they can't.
Yeah, they're not able to, and this goes back to the Merrick Garland point. Look, if there were enough votes in the United States Senate to confirm him, he would have been confirmed. There weren't enough votes, and the Constitution gives him the role. Look, if you followed a standard timeline, Jay, for when these nominees would get a hearing, next week would be when Brett Kavanaugh would be before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chairman Grassley saw fit, because of how much experience Brett Kavanaugh had, to push that hearing back a week, especially since he could still get confirmed before the Supreme Court set. But, you know, Chuck Schumer said it's a game changer? Jay, in the United States Senate, to be a game changer, you have to change enough votes to make something pass or fail. In this case, Chuck Schumer can't do that. Brett Kavanaugh has the votes he needs to be confirmed, and he will be confirmed. He will be confirmed before the Supreme Court misses him because of that vacancy.
And by the way, he's going to be a great nominee. Nobody can seriously argue that Brett Kavanaugh is not well qualified to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. An argument that way is absurd. But look, the other party's going to try to knock it down, and they're trying, but they're trying to use anything. They're trying to use what happened in the Southern District of New York. They're trying to use what's going to happen if there was ever to be a subpoena fight with the president. That's what they're trying to use. They're trying to make that case. By the way, for a case that doesn't exist and may never exist. So what are they going to do? Pause and find? I mean, think about what they're saying for a moment. I mean, this is how absurd this is. We're going to pause because this particular case may come up to the Supreme Court one day. What if it doesn't come up to the Supreme Court for the next year? Do we just wait? Is that what they're intending to do? Of course, that's what they're intending to do. But you know what's going to happen? That's not the way the Constitution's worked. That's not the way advice and consent works. So we're going to talk about all that coming into the last segment of the broadcast. And we'll take your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Prediction time, I think, before we go into the last segment, when you can ask us on, by the way, last segment of the broadcast, you get to ask us questions on any topic. So again, 1-800-684-3110. Predictions on confirmation. Jordan, what do you think?
100% right now that it occurs before the midterm elections, before the Supreme Court begins, so that it's done by the end of September.
Van Bennett?
I think September 28th, and I think it'll be 54 votes. There is that caveat of Senator John McCain, will he be here or not? But I'm going to say 54 is the magic number. He'll get that on September 28th, and the following Monday, Jay, he'll be just across the street from here at the Supreme Court.
Interesting, the what they call the mega conference, when all the petitions from the summer, the certiorari petition for the summer, is usually set for September 24th. Sometimes they'll extend that, or they'll hold on to cases if they know the 8th and the 9th justice is about to go forward. So a lot to talk about there. And by the way, we're coming up to the last segment. So as I said, you get to ask us about any relevant topic. And we may or may not answer it. But that's our prerogative. We get to be the judges on this one. All right, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. More of your phone calls when we come back. Also, don't forget, the ACLJ is in a matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. I was just talking to Ben Sisney, one of our senior lawyers here, another case involving crisis pregnancy centers up in New York that our team's working on, a host of cases around the country. So again, your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference, and you could do that by any amount you donate. We get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. We're running a little bit behind our goal, about even with last year, so we really needed a month-end push here. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Back with your calls. You name the topic. 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, somebody kindly, Judge on Periscope asked, because we just played some music for our Facebook and Periscope TV audience, on how our keyboard player, John Lowry, is doing. Remember, he had a health challenge a couple months ago. He's doing great. In fact, we're going to be playing an event in October, and or a charity event, and he's going to be rocking the keyboards out. So we're looking forward to that. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, we take them on the last thing. We try to get as at least as many as we can. We'll also get Facebook and Periscope questions in as well.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Gail right away in Georgia on line 3. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Jay. I just want to let you know that I want to give you thanks for... When our kids were young, you poured into my son being his basketball coach.
Oh, goodness.
In the Shiloh Hills Christian days before they were bought. And you also poured into my daughter's life, and now he's a youth pastor, my African
American. Isn't that great?
Son. I want to
myself here, but I mean, I coached basketball and soccer and baseball. And what can I ask? I don't want to embarrass anybody, but how many years ago are we talking, Gail?
Well, let's see. He's 32. He was like 5 and 6 years old. So do the math.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back a quarter of a century. Hey, Jordan, Logan could have been on one of those teams. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead with your question.
See Jordan. I used to see Jordan there, too. I just wanted to let you know that the seed that
I appreciate
you planted
that.
In his life.
I heard from a young man on a basketball team of mine that I coached at Rehoboth Baptist Church back 100 years ago, not really 100 years ago, but a long time ago, and hadn't heard from him in probably 35 years, 30 years, and he said, at least 35 years, and he said that he's now he was an anesthesiologist or radiologist in Augusta, actually, in Georgia, and said another nice, kind thing. So I'm glad to know that, and I appreciate you telling me, but go ahead with your question, Gail.
I just don't think, Jay, that we're doing enough. I don't think that the Republican Party is fighting hard enough. I think we need to keep it clean. But we're just not doing enough. These people, even though it's all wrong and what they're doing is wrong, they're sticking together. And that's what's making the cause go further. If they could be disagreeing behind closed doors, but they stick together. And that's what the
problem
is. Let
me go to Than Bennett on this and then get Jordan's comment. Let me get those are good questions, Gail. Go ahead, Than.
Jay, I think Gail's comments are particularly apropos to the topic we're talking about today because, look, yes, they're going to confirm Brett Kavanaugh by sticking together. Yes, they've confirmed 26 circuit court judges, which is a record. But, Jay, David Fonseca on our team does a lot of work tracking these judges. There are 42 district judges that are ready for votes in the floor of the Senate, and those haven't been scheduled. Now, Leader McConnell did schedule 12 of them for next week, but I think Gail's point about the judiciary and the Republicans sticking together. When you look at the exit polling from the last election, this was number one on the list. They wanted a Republican Senate to confirm President Trump's judges, and that needs to happen. And look, there is nobody to blame for the backlog on the Senate floor other than Republicans. So on this issue that we're talking about today, I agree with Gail. They need to fight harder.
Jordan, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that, listen, there's two Republican parties right now. I think that's on display probably the most in the Senate. Now, where they do get united, though, that Republican Party is on judicial nominees, especially because the nominees, the character and nature of the nominees that Donald Trump has put forward as president. So Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, that will unite those two Republican parties. That's why I think that Chuck Schumer has got a losing strategy here, because it's just like the Chuck Grassley talked about past history when it was the Democrats who were in control and the Clinton issues were going on. And Breyer gets through with almost a unanimous vote, maybe 7 votes against total. The truth is that these nominees actually unify parties. Maybe not, it will not be unifying Republican and Democrat, but it unifies Republicans. And that's because they are, again, people that have longer records oftentimes than the presidents of the United States do, because they've been judges for a number of years. They've been in government. So they've got a lot of information to go off of. They've been in Washington. People know who they are. So I think it's actually unifying for those two Republican parties, and maybe they can use that unifying moment to get to action and realize, hey, we don't want to lose our majorities in the House or this, especially in the Senate when it comes to judicial nominees, because they've gotten used to it to some extent, having those majorities. I think back to the phones.
I think you're exactly right. We got an interesting comment from Pat on Facebook. What is the political gain for the Democrats to try and attempt to obstruct the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh? Do anything they can to prevent a Supreme Court nominee, the lasting legacy of any president. That's what that's all about. All right, let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, right back to the phones we go. Gail in Colorado, on line 6. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, I actually agree a lot with the Gail before me. I don't think that the GOP... I don't think they stand together. I do think that's one thing that the Democrats have going for them. No matter how crazy some of them get, they seem to stand together with the crazy. I think Kavanaugh will be confirmed if it's done before the midterm.
Let's not forget though, Gail, as people are challenging the Republicans, that it was a very bold move to change the rule, to return it back to the constitutional order. They call it the nuclear option. I call it the constitutional option.
To take 50 votes to confirm judges, including at the Supreme Court, and Leader McConnell was front and center on that.
Harry Reid laid the groundwork with the appellate nominees, but you got to give Mitch McConnell credit for this.
Well, and like Jordan just said, it's going to be the lasting legacy of these 2 years. I think there's been a pile of accomplishments to point to, but the Supreme Court, 2 justices, that's going to be very significant. But Jay, look, Leader McConnell's put 12 judges up next week on the floor. He can do that every week from here on out. I think that's an expectation. And then on the topic we've been talking about today, Brett Kavanaugh, we think that he's going to be voted out of the committee on September 20th. That gives Leader McConnell 10 days to put him on the court before the Supreme Court sits for his next term. So I would point Gail to that mile marker. Does the United States Senate get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed by then? I think they will. And I would tell you this. It's a reasonable expectation for us to expect of him. Have that vote before October 1st.
Yep. Let's go ahead and take a last call for the day.
Doug in Wisconsin, line 1. Doug, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Doug. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks. You bet. Thanks, guys. Just wondering what your opinion is about how the media spins everything and tries to undermine everything Trump does. They're almost piling on so that they can help the Democrats advance their agenda, and the Republicans really aren't coming against the false narratives from the media.
Well, I think, number one, I believe in free speech, so these media networks and newspapers can cover the way they want. I think they should report honesty and with integrity, and I deal with a lot of the reporters on a regular basis, have good relationships with them. Don't always agree with their analysis. Let me tell you something, other breaking news. They don't always agree with mine. How about that? Having said that, look, we have an outlet. We're talking to millions of people every day. You've got, MSNBC kind of caters left of center. You got Fox News kind of right of center. CNN is CNN, and they try to kind of, I guess, I mean, I still think it caters left to center, but they play a bit of a different role, I guess, in one sense, because their international presence. But this is a free country. Conservative talk radio, Christian talk radio, is bigger than any of the others combined. So don't forget this. There are tens of millions of people that are being, where discussions are taking place on radio that you're participating in each and every week. So I don't lose heart. It's a free country. Let's get as many opinions out as we can in the marketplace of ideas. I think that's a good thing. All right, that does it for the broadcast today. We are going to play that song for you at the end, as we promised. But also, don't forget our matching challenge campaign. Jordan will let you know what you could do there.
That's at aclj.org online. You'll see matching challenge. That means your donation is doubled at aclj.org for all the work that we do at the American Center for Law and Justice. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.